time once again to say g'day to Ross Clifford. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
And today we're off to Hollywood.
Mate, we are off to Hollywood. We're off to Hollywood to see how Hollywood is just playing out the Christian message time and time again. You know, why not? It's the great story, and so they're putting it into their own mythologies, their own tales.
So this is in the movies, but it's also in popular books, and it goes back quite some time.
Look, it even goes back to Shakespeare. There's a great belief that when Shakespeare had those characters, mate, who kind of disappeared and didn't appear in his plays for, you know, scene after scene, that they were seen to have died. And then when they came back into the final scene or whatever, they were seen to be resurrected. And Shakespeare was clearly taking the Christian message that there is resurrection, there is life after death. And that's just basically seen now by all critical scholars, that underlying Shakespeare was that theme. Mate, you know, George Miller, the great, you know, Hollywood guy from Australian background, you know, creator of Babe, Mad Max, he said people today go to the cinema to find the new priests, to see the cinema telling the stories that they're not hearing in church anymore. And underneath so many stories is the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Mate, we just long for this message of transformation, renewal, new day. And so Hollywood plays it out constantly, not just, you know, the old Shakespeare, but in contemporary Hollywood.
Are we not just reading something into some of these movies and some of these books? Give us a couple of examples of where we see this Christ-like figure within modern culture.
Well, I don't know if you're a Doctor Who character, but Barry Letts served for many years as a producer for the show, and Barry Letts, shortly before his death, said we should expect to find religious parallels in Doctor Who. And these religious parallels and parables, he says, should be found in Doctor Who, and Doctor Who will have Christian themes as a backdrop. And guess what? Doctor Who starts going through resurrections. He dies, he's resurrected through the Time Lord. And I don't know if you remember the great US-UK television movie of Doctor Who, but he's placed in a hospital morgue. Then out he comes, resurrected, robed in a white garment, Rodney. And in some of the other resurrection themes that you see in Doctor Who, his death is seen as he's in a crucifixion-type mode. So Doctor Who, mate, has death and resurrection all the way through it. What about Harry Potter? Think about it. Who died fighting evil and then is resurrected to take his disciples into the new day? And, mate, before he died, his birth was even predicted. Who? You think Jesus? No, that's Harry Potter, whose birth was predicted, had a gang of disciples, died fighting the serpent and evil, and is resurrected. And we know that J.K. Rowling's devoured C.S. Lewis, and of course C.S. Lewis was the creator of the Narnia tales and the death and resurrection of Aslan the Lion on our behalf. And Tolkien acknowledges that she's just basically, you know, rewriting C.S. Lewis in her own kind of mythology. Death and resurrection, Harry Potter, death, resurrection in Doctor Who, death, resurrection in C.S. Lewis, death, resurrection in Superman. Mate, you know, the comic books, 1992, 1993, here's Superman, he dies, Doomsday gets the better of Superman, he dies, Bill Clinton and others go to the funeral, you know, Superman's adoptive father, he has a fatal NDE, and during that NDE, he sees the soul of Superman and encourages him to be resurrected and come back into real life. Superman comes back, resurrected. So Superman, Doctor Who, Harry Potter, C.S. Lewis, Tolkien. Hollywood is full of death, resurrection, hope, how it settles the future for all of us.
98.5, I'm talking to Ross Clifford, and we're talking about the parallels to the Christ story, the story of the scriptures, with what we see in movies and books time and time and time again. Now, some people would say, oh, yes, but their stories don't directly mirror it, but there's those strong themes that cannot be denied.
Oh, look, they don't directly mirror, that's true, but the strong theme, Rodney, is spot on. Death, resurrection, overcoming evil through that. Sometimes even forgiveness, but certainly new hope and a new day. And where do they get it from? As I said, from Doctor Who, C.S. Lewis, Tolkien, Rowling's. I mean, yeah, unapologetically, they're telling the greatest story ever told in their own parable. And that, of course, is the story of Jesus. And so it gets us to the fact, Rodney, What happens if these longings that Hollywood pick up and display to us time and time again, what happens if there's really a true story out there when the one did come and die and rose again, not in Hollywood, but actually in human history?
And how are we going to further explore that story?
Well, I mean, read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and discover that Jesus came and did die for us and rose again. He is from God. He is God. And then you can discover that longing for forgiveness, new hope, transformation, eternity, life beyond the grave that Hollywood plays out is a story that's, you know, within all of our hearts, all of our longings, and it actually was true and is true in the person of Jesus. Hollywood is just playing out the parable. In the person of Jesus, you have the real thing.
Ross, thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to chatting with you this time next week.
Catch you at the movies, mate. Blessings.
Bye.